Chapter 3. Never ask an angel for his resume. Angels are not the best source of information about angels. The conventional wisdom is that if you want to know something about someone, you should always get it straight from the horse's mouth. So, it would seem obvious that the best teachers about the nature and work of angels would be angels themselves. Not so. There are at least four reasons to be cautious about basing one's views regarding angels on information supposedly originating from the angels themselves. Not all angels are alike. Perhaps the first and most obvious reason for not looking to angels for our angelology is that the angels don't all agree. Not only are angelic visitations reported in many different and conflicting religions, but the religions and cultures of the world tell stories about all sorts of spiritual, supernatural, and otherworldly kinds of entities. These alleged entities include devas, demigods of Hindu lore, elemental spirits, fairies of all kinds, such as elves or pixies, jinn or genies, and many others. Angel enthusiasts have at times acknowledged this point, though without recognizing its cautionary side. The authors of the popular book Ask Your Angels, the title of which is itself telling, urge their readers to learn to tune into another channel on a higher frequency, the voice of your angel. And they admit you might have other kinds of encounters as well. Once you tune into the angels, you may find yourselves receiving other stations as well. Voices of guides, extraterrestrials, and nature spirits. Before we take any or all such stories at face value, and one can find people who do take each of these categories of beings with great seriousness, we might want to look for a more reliable source of information about the supernatural. Some reports about angels may be wrong. We must also consider the possibility that some of the stories being told about angels or other spiritual beings are simply false. Human beings who report seeing an angel or a fairy or some other kind of otherworldly creature might be delusional, lying, or simply misinterpreting their experience. By no means are we saying that all such stories are false, but even if only some of them are...